Good morning. I'm Miles O'Brien in for John Hockenberry. This May, the economy gained almost 500,000 jobs. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which released the numbers this morning. Here are the details. Payrolls were up 431,000, lifted by census jobs. And while the private sector was hiring was weak, the jobless rate dipped to 9.7%. Here to help us parse those numbers, as usual, we have Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Lakshman, good to have you with us. How much of those figures buoyed by census workers? I mean, those aren't real jobs, right?
Well, I mean, it is a job, but it's just temporary. That's the problem. And for the longer term, you certainly want a job that's going to be one you can grow into and build a career in. And so in that sense, the census is welcome work at the moment, but it's not a solution in terms of the longer term recovery. What is important is that we are having a continuation of growth in the private sector jobs. It was weaker than expected or hoped for today, but it did continue positive. We had 41,000 new jobs created in the private sector. They tend to be in the services sector of the job market. Things like construction remain very weak and kind of a drag on the economy. But the unemployment rate also fell, which is welcome news. And there's this kind of lesser-known broad unemployment rate, which includes people who are discouraged, workers or not working, you know, working part-time instead of full-time. And that fell very sharply from, you know, it used to be up at 17.6%. Now it's down at 16.6. So it's dropping nicely. It's certainly still way too high. But at least we have the direction going in the right way.
So, Lakshman, where are the jobs? Who is hiring most?
Well, it's away from the factories and construction, and it's towards business services. In the private sector, it would be business services, temporary help, a little bit of transportation. Leisure and hospitality. So not so much stuff that you build with your hands. And we've been losing factory jobs even outside of recession. And so a recovery doesn't cure that problem. And the construction jobs, while we are seeing some firming in kind of housing activity in this and that, we don't and we won't need the amount of construction workers that we had during the bubble before the recession anytime soon. And so that's why you're not seeing any jobs growth there.
All right. So give us a quick little economics lesson here. More jobs, more spending necessarily, or do people need to feel a little more confidence before they start really parting with some money?
Well, you know, the jobs are making people feel more confident. You are having more sales. It's the persistence of the jobs growth that is key as compared to the magnitude. If we just keep, like, you know, slow and steady wins the race, that's what we need here.
All right, Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, thank you so much. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.